This is Dan Jones for the Cowan Church of Christ. In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7, the people of Israel are described under the figure of a vineyard. God had planted his vineyard with the choicest vines. He fenced it in and removed the stones. A tower and a wine press were built, and everything was prepared for a fruitful harvest. But the vineyard only brought forth wild grapes. Then the Lord asked, "What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it?" Isaiah 5 verse 4. In other words, God wanted to know what else he could have done to make the vineyard produce as it should. Obviously, he had made a great investment. Still, it yielded only wild grapes. The lesson for the people of Isaiah's time was that God had truly blessed them. He had done all that should have been necessary to make them fruitful in his service, but they had failed. They were producing wild grapes. The lesson for us is that God continues to invest in men that they might be fruitful. Awareness of what God provides should make us want to serve him. Have you considered what God has invested in you? At first, our thoughts might go to the blessings of life, health, ability, income, and other earthly provisions. But then we should especially recognize that God has invested his own precious Son, and that investment was in us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. We can make the following simple comparison. A teacher in school gives an assignment. She then provides the class with an example of the work she wants. When the students begin, she assures them that she will be ready to help them when they cannot proceed on their own. God has assigned to us the duties of the Christian life. He has even given Christ as the perfect example that we might follow in his footsteps, 1 Peter 2, verse 21. And he is always near when we are too weak to go alone. Now, what could be done more? The truth is that God has made a complete investment. If we fail, it will not be because the Lord did not do his part, but because we did not do ours. In Isaiah, when God said Israel was a vineyard that produced nothing but wild grapes, he made it clear that such a vineyard would be destroyed. In other words, men who do not respond to God's merciful provisions cannot go unpunished. And this is just as true now as then. In the New Testament, Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." John 15:1-2. He added in verses 5 and 6, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned." We cannot repay God for his kindness, but we can give ourselves in loyal service to him as evidence of gratitude. The return he expects for his investment is that we accept his goodness with faith, love, and obedience. This acceptance will then enable us to produce what the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, Galatians 5:22 and 23, as well as other godly traits taught throughout Scripture. Dear listener, are you bearing fruit for God? What kind of fruit are you bearing? What kind of return are you making for God's investment in you?